Hachette Audio presents They Just Seem a Little Weird, how Kiss, Cheap Trick, Aerosmith, and Stars remade rock and roll. Written by Doug Broad. Read by Eric Stewart. Introduction. In early April 1978, when Gene Simmons entered the Manor, a recording studio in the English countryside, his band Kiss were, according to Gallup poll, the most popular rock group in America. In the 5 years since forming in New York City, the outrageously grease-painted and costumed quartet had grown into a merchandising juggernaut, the likes of which the music business had never seen. Between 1977 and 1979, sales of Kiss dolls, makeup kits, posters, lunchboxes, and other tchotchkes would eventually top an estimated $100 million internationally, $353 million in 2020 dollars. Their outlandish live act, combined with the novelty of their appearance, birthed one of the most successful gimmicks in the history of entertainment. For young people, especially boys coming of age and discovering music for themselves, they offered an image as powerful as Elvis's swiveling hips, the Beatles' long hair, and Mick Jagger's turkey strut. Eager to take his charges to even greater commercial heights, Kiss's manager, Bill Acoin, sought to turn them into superheroes, and in 1977 did just that when Marvel published a comic book printed partially and ickily in the musician's own blood. At Acoin's urging, the band, who were taking a year-long break from touring, agreed to make their first movie, the NBC telefilm Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. Originally pitched as a combination of A Hard Day's Night, which starred the Beatles, who Simmons and co-frontman Paul Stanley idolized, and Star Wars, a surprise blockbuster in 1977. The musicians would essentially play their fantastical alter egos in a science fiction romp about a crazed inventor who wreaks vengeance on the amusement park that fired him by creating evil android versions of the Demon, bassist singer Simmons, the Star Child, guitarist singer Stanley, the Catman, drummer Peter Criss, and the Spaceman, lead guitarist Ace Frehley. Overseen by cartoon studio Hanna-Barbera and directed by Gordon Hessler, a veteran of pulpy thrillers, the production was by all accounts a miserable experience. Nobody in the band had the slightest clue about acting. None of us read the script, Stanley later wrote.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?